Time is 7:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. According to the Louisiana Department of Health, there are 436 nursing homes and adult care facilities in the state. And for the first time since April 1st, LDH is identifying all of the state's nursing homes with COVID-19 cases. Along the names of facilities, the department is also releasing the number of residents and staff who have tested positive for COVID-19 and the number of residents who have died from the disease. 64% of the state's nursing homes have been infected by the coronavirus, and the Highland Place Rehabilitation and Nursing Center in Caddo Parish had the most cases, with 124, with 17 of its residents having died from COVID-19 and 34 of its staff testing positive. The greatest risk for nursing homes is COVID-19 spreading within facilities and among vulnerable residents. Nursing homes are required to report positive COVID-19 cases to the health department. Louisiana's Department of Health said it will update nursing home data each Monday at its website, ldh.la.gov. The Louisiana Department of Health reports the state's COVID-19 case count has risen to 35,038 with 2,458 deaths. Among the most recent deaths, many patients had more than one underlying condition. 59% had hypertension, which continues to be the leading underlying condition in patients, followed by diabetes at 37%. 21% had cardiac disease. Other factors of lower percentages were obesity, chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, pulmonary and neurological conditions, cancer, and asthma. A federal judge has ordered Texas to allow any of the state's 16 million voters to cast a ballot by mail over fears of the coronavirus. The ruling Tuesday paves the way for what would be one of the most dramatic expansions of mail-in voting in the country. Republican Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who says fear of catching the virus doesn't meet the standard to vote by mail, says he'll appeal the decision. Texas will hold primary runoff elections in January. A new report from the Episcopal Health Foundation in Houston predicts the number of uninsured people in Texas could skyrocket next year following the COVID-19 outbreak. An estimated 1.2 million Texans who have lost their jobs and with it their employer-sponsored insurance are currently eligible for either Medicaid or subsidized plans through the Affordable Care Act marketplace. But Alina Marks, who heads the foundation, says in 2021, many of those people may fall into what's known as the coverage gap. That means they'll make too much money for Medicaid and too little for subsidized coverage through the marketplace.